Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Searching for you, to the love of my youth.
Well, well, well. Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I first want you to say hello to my phenomenal co-hosts, Mark and Chris. How are you guys?
Hello, happy Friday.
Doing great.
Chris, how are you doing, everybody? Chris is having a birthday come Sunday. Catch him on Facebook, Chris Michael Ward, and wish him happy birthday. And Mark Anthony Real had one last Sunday. Wish him a belated happy birthday on Facebook. How y'all doing?
Thank you. Thank you. Another year older and deeper in debt.
Yes, you know, another year younger, baby. But anyway, that's how we do it. Our special guest tonight is the phenomenal Bobby Hutton. And I talked to him today, and I hope he didn't misunderstand the time, because I told him to pick his time zone. I gave everybody's time zone for, like, you know, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 5:30 Mountain, and 4:30 Pacific Coast time, which he is on. But I first want to begin, like, saying I hope that his wife is feeling better, because Mark let me know that his wife is not feeling good. So thank you for that, Mark. But in case Bobby figure it out, call in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you all some parts of his biography, but a lot of y'all don't even know. But it's interesting, especially for me as a black woman, because if y'all have heard about Tuskegee Airmen, his dad was one. So hold on, I'll read you something that you might not know, but it's interesting. Okay, now, the pilots of P-51 was the pride selected by President Roosevelt's wife, Tuskegee Airman, Second Lieutenant Oscar D. Hutton, flew this plane. His son is Bobby Hutton. You know, the real story of Second Lieutenant Oscar D. Hutton, Jr., the 100th Fighter Squadron, part of the 332nd Fighter Group. You know, for anybody who don't know about Tuskegee Airmen, they were a group of black pilots that President Roosevelt's wife commissioned, you know, because at first, you know, people thought that by them being black, they couldn't have the skill set to do what they do. And they became so good at their job that they started using the Tuskegee Airmen to fly escort for other planes to get the other people back, you know. So, you know, kudos to them, because they did a hell of a job bringing back the servicemen, you know, and protecting them, you know, riding shotgun, you know, so their planes can get to their destination, you know. So you just can't look at a person's nationality and think, oh, they ain't smart enough, because, hey, it's been proven over and over again, the ones that you count out is the ones that are going to surprise you. But I'm getting a little further on with this biography, in case you want to ask me a question, until I get a hold of Bobby. Well, anyway, like many of the Tuskegee Airmen, Second Lieutenant Oscar D. Hutton, Jr. was highly educated, earning his master's degree at the University of Chicago. Now, everybody knows master's degrees ain't easy. That's why all of us don't have one, okay? He also attended Langston University in his home state of Oklahoma before moving to Chicago to pursue a master's degree in 1939. Hutton wrote a master's thesis on labor unions titled The Negro Worker and the Labor Unions in Chicago. His thesis has been cited in a handful of books about Chicago unions. Wow, that's okay, you know. In 1940, Hutton and his girlfriend had their son, Bobby Hutton. Soon after, Hutton joined the U.S. Army Air Corps. He graduated from flight training on November 3, 1943, at Tuskegee Army Airfield in Alabama in February 1944. He deployed to Italy with the 100th Fighter Squadron, part of the 332nd Fighter Group, and on July 18th, the 332nd Fighter Group was sent to escort bombers to an airfield in Memmingen, Georgia. Not like that, they were sent to escort. So, you know, when you got an escort, that means that these people are not confident that these other people can get there by themselves. Just like if you escort a child's prom, because you got to oversee that they ain't going to mess up and do something wrong. Just like if you get on a plane with a child, they got to escort, make sure they get to their destination. So for this black man to be an escort, to get those planes through, you know, that's pride, you know, to show that they did it. You know, the people that they was counting out, you know, God counted them in. So as I continue, with the 66 P-51 Mustang pilots arrived at the rendezvous point, the bombers they were to meet there weren't there. So the fighter pilots circled the area. They spotted the bombers in a swarm of 30 enemy planes at the same time. More than 20 of the P-51 pilots rushed towards the Messerschmitt 109s to break up the attack. The bombers and the rest of the fighters continued. And he said, I wouldn't find my cousin until 50 years later. Ramona found him on the internet because he was looking for family members. And my first cousin, Gary Phillips, revealed that my dad received a Purple Heart. Now that we know the whole story, the real life, tragedy, and things should be put in place for eternity and legacy, Gary hasn't yet to give it up to me, you know, because people, they can sell those Purple Hearts. They're worth a lot of money because it's hard to get one. So with that being said, we know that, you know, wow, his dad was something else. And Bobby, he turned things around in the musical field. Man, this guy got so much music out there, and he's still rolling it, and he's doing what he do. So without further ado, if you have any questions for me, Mark or Chris, here's the time.
Bring it on,
Mark?
Bring it on. Yeah, that's
okay,
fascinating.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. First of all, I want
to be right now.
Okay. Where did people get the idea that blacks couldn't do things that other people could do? Where did that come from, Terry?
I believe it started with slavery. That's why they didn't want us to be taught how to read or write, because they saw us as nothing but slaves and field hands. And because our skin is dark, they didn't think, and because they stole us from Africa, they thought that we was beneath them. And that's how all that racism is spewed out. And anytime there's a lot of racism towards anybody, whether it's blacks, Italians, or whatever nationality,
Mexican.
Even groups, whether it's gay, whatever, when people have racism towards you or group that you stand for, they feel like they're better than you. That's why it's racism.
Oh, it's so wrong. So wrong. But
yeah,
that was
so many levels.
Wow.
Yes, Mark.
I wonder if they had ever made a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen, because I've heard
they
of that.
Sure did, and it's good, because I got my copy on DVD. It is good. It has Lawrence Fishburne in it as well. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's a good movie. If you don't have it, pull it up. Go to Amazon, go to DirecTV, whatever you can find it, but I got my copy. It's a great movie.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I got to see this, yeah.
Yes, it's a great movie. It's going to make you mad. It's going to piss you off, because I don't care who you are. I'm not the type of person who can sit back and watch somebody else be hurt and be put down. You know, I can't do that.
No, I know you can't. I know that's not in your DNA. It's not in your DNA.
That's not my DNA. So, Chris Dalton, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what culture people can look for?
Say what?
What's that movie called so people can look for it?
Wait a minute, you said you look for it. You talking about the DVD?
Yeah, what's the movie called?
Oh, the movie is called Tuskegee Airmen.
Okay.
It might even be on audio book, but I like seeing it because when I saw it, it touched my spirit, you know? Yeah, so, wow, that is something else. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. So did Lawrence Fishburne play Oscar? Did Lawrence Fishburne play Oscar, his father, or no?
Okay, well, I don't know who played his father's part, because right now I think there's only maybe one or two still living that were the Tuskegee Airmen. I saw that on a special before. But I'm just so proud. No. Oh, you know, another thing, too, one of the Tuskegee Airmen, his dad is my girlfriend's father, who just recently died not too long ago. Yeah, so it's amazing, you know. I love true stories. I love them.
Oh, yeah. It's like, the survivors of Pearl Harbor. I mean, they're dwindling down to absolutely nothing.
Right, to nothing, to nothing.
Very
exactly.
few of them left. Yes.
Right. So, Chris, darling, do you have a question that I might an answer?
Yeah. I can't think of any question. I can't think of any questions about the movie because I haven't seen it. So.
Okay. You got any questions about Bobby?
Oh yeah, I got questions for Bobby, but I was hoping to ask Bobby.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be a Bobby filling for about 5 minutes. Go on, baby. I'm looking like him, all spine and sexy. Okay. Ask the question.
Okay. Has Bobby ever won any Grammys for his work?
Have he won any awards for his work?
Grammys, yeah, Grammys, anything?
Grammys? I don't know if he won any Grammys, but, yeah, he did really good. He got a lot of stuff for him because he did Soul Train. He did a lot of places. He know a lot of people. So, yeah, I believe he got some arsenal of awards because he's been around for a minute and still doing remixes right now.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know something? We only really got not too much time left on the clock anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this record. I'm going to come back to my co-host, and we're going to call it a day, and I'm going to have to spank Bobby and make him come back on another time because, hey, we got lives. You know, you got to keep it moving. You're late. You blew it. That's it. It's a wrap. So stay with me, co-host, and I'll be right back. Hold on.
All right.
Come on, Rita, do your thing, baby.
Come over here, sweetie. I really want to talk to you for a few moments. Hey. He kissed you on your cheek and called you baby. It doesn't mean he runs. No,
girl, could you listen for a minute? You ain't the one who's in it.
Yeah, no, get it twisted. I ain't hating. Cause I've been there.
Put your love on a hook.
you to listen to.
I wish no Wallace.
You really don't.
Huh?
Listen to the voice of experience.
I've been through this time.
Now, don't be hard-headed. Don't be hard-headed. You're a sweet girl. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
I'm listening,
but you know a hard head will make a soft, rooty, tooty booty. Okay? Now, wait.
You know who that was. That was a phenomenal late Aretha Franklin, and the current Fantasia put you up on the game. So, you know, this is a nice Friday where I'm at. The weather is beautiful. Where you at, I hope you're safe. But on that note, my co-host is Chris, and Mark is going to say good night, and we're going to take it out of here.
Good
night, Chris. Good night, Mark.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Are y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Chris. Good night, baby. You have a great weekend.
Okay.
And a good birthday coming Sunday. And where your big head Mark at? Why he ain't saying nothing? Mark, where you at? Don't have me reach out there and choke you on the throat. What are you doing? But anyway, on behalf of Mark, I'm going to say have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week, same time. Bye.
Okay.